This goes to Dr. Moon, M-O-O-N, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Sylvia, S-Y-L-V-I-A, Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, date of birth August 9th of 1947. Dear Dr. Moon, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Loomis with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, and diabetic nephropathy. Her last visit was June 6th of this year. Her weight is unchanged since her last visit. She was ill with cold-like symptoms that developed into a sinus infection, and then she tested positive for COVID-19 in November of this year. Her symptoms were very minimal other than the sinus infection that required antibiotic therapy. She is feeling much better now. She does have a history of recurrent UTIs, and she is going to get her InterStim, I-N-T-E-R-S-T-I-M, device removed. It's been in place but not functional for at least 10 years, and it needs to be removed. When they tried to use it, it caused severe nerve pain in the bladder area, so it did not help her. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Nocturia is 2 to 3 times per night. She does have urinary frequency somewhat during the day. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or wheezing. No edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. She's on Ozempic and Lantus for diabetes. Metoprolol is 25 milligrams daily and Lipitor 20 milligrams daily. Physical examination, weight 182 pounds, pulse 82, oxygen saturation is 99% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 70. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done September 20th of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.2 with estimated GFR of 44. Albumin 4.0, calcium is 9.4. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.2. Intact parathyroid hormone is 43. Hemoglobin is 13.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. Bilaterally small kidneys, and a diabetic nephropathy. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. She'll follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and she'll have a recheck visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.